This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Now on Joy 94.9, this is The Glow Show with your hosts, Victoria Police LGBTI Liaison Officer Gabrielle Tyack, Joy's own Will Lanting, with a range of Victoria Police staff and Joy volunteers coming together to inform and support our diverse LGBTI communities. Here is The Glow Show on Joy.
And yes, you are listening to The Glow Show. We have finally returned live on air, and I am with, and I'm going to do this formally for the first time, because after that I'm going to relax and just introduce you as Gabby, but we are joined by Victoria's Police finest LGBTI Liaison Officer, leading Senior Constable Gabrielle Tyack. Welcome.
That'd be me.
That is you, the leading glow, the chief.
The chief. I wouldn't call me that, but it's nice to be drive time.
It
6:30
is.
6:30 on a Monday night.
I know.
Not just a podcast. Not that that was bad.
But we had such success with the podcast, we thought it was time to come back to the air.
They brought us back.
Which we will talk about a little bit, but
Well, the Glow Show hasn't been on since, I would think, 5 or 6 years.
Really, it's been that long.
Well, not as a live show, mm-hmm. or not as a show on the grid.
Okay.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. It is a long time off air live. I think so. We had about, or Joy, not me, but or Joy had about a year, 4 years off with the program.
Yeah.
And then Jason Gibbs, I think it was, who came up with the idea of making it a podcast series, which we started doing.
Very thankful for that, because I was just doing spots here and there every couple of weeks on Joy, different shows and regular shows. But to have our own show back on air is really important, because we have a lot of things we need to tell people. We've got a lot of messages. We've got a lot of safety tips. Mm. We want people to feel comfortable with Victoria Police officers, and also make sure that they know about the GLOWs, the LGBTI Liaison Officers.
Which is really, really important. And we'll also talk a little bit about the history on this episode of the GLOW unit. It's not really a unit, is it? It's more of a program.
We're just the GLOWs, yeah.
It's a program.
Program with Joy, employees, but Joy, what's the word?
Presenters. That's my
they
part.
They give up their time. We're not getting paid for this. I am, because I'm a police officer, and when I'm doing my job, I'm getting paid, but you're not getting paid, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you. No, it was a real privilege and a real pleasure to be asked to be involved in this, the podcast, when it came out. We started about 15 months ago, because that's how long I've been here at Joy.
More than 100 episodes.
Yes.
Is that right, or was it 50? Am I wrong?
Oh, who knows?
It can't be 100.
I think I've done about 50 of them.
Should I say 1,000? It feels like that sometimes.
And I started at Joy. I was a new kid on the block and had no clue, and I've pretty still much got little clue. But Jason gave me the opportunity to be a part of the podcast presenters, and I just loved every second of it. And I started off with the Police Air Wing, which is a great episode. And then we
and it was a link to you and your life and your job.
That's right. So it was a great way to introduce me into radio, and it was fantastic. And we just embraced it and ran with it from there. And as you said, I don't know, 50 or 100 episodes, but they're all still downloadable.
It's got to be 50, because we've been going for just over a year. So we couldn't have done 100.
Because I think we basically...
Just do the math there, Will.
Yeah, well...
Between you and me.
Yeah, I know.
It couldn't be 100.
As an engineer, I'm not good with math.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, no, we recorded about 4 a month.
Four or five. So sometimes five, given how many...
So
days, weeks there are in a month.
50 weeks in a year, that would be about 50 episodes.
There you go. We've got there.
Finally, we introduced a complex formula, but we managed to get there.
But, I mean, we started the Glow Show many years ago. I think it was about 2009 with Paul Anthony, with the Paul Anthony Show.
Okay.
Because he approached Victoria Police and said, we want glows on radio, and we want you on regularly, because people don't know who you are, that you exist, and what you do. And from that original conversation, it took us about 2 years. We got on air on his show, 2009, and became a regular guest spot with him each week until we grew into our own show.
Wow. And it was called The Glow Show?
Cause it was.
I really wasn't aware of any of that way back then.
No, that was a long time ago. But GLOW stands for Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer. We're now LGBTI Liaison Officers, but we've extended that name to be more inclusive. But we've kept the brand name of GLOW, and that's why we're still called GLOW, G-L-L-O.
And I think that's also important, coming from a LGBTI community member, because the word GLOW represents police. And I think it is also used among many other police forces in Australia, if not around the world. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, there are various police forces. It started in New South Wales, the first force in Australia that had the term GLOW, Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer. And I know that police forces around the world, there are a lot in America, there are some in European countries. They might not be called GLOW, but they're called LGBTI Liaison or they're Diversity Officers, or they've got some name, but they do the same sort of role.
What is a GLOW? What do you do and how's it structured in the police?
A couple of questions I can answer. So a GLOW, as I said, LGBTI Liaison Officer, we were created within Victoria Police because back prior to 2000, a number of community members, leaders in the LGBTI community, approached Victoria Police and basically said that the community doesn't trust the police.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things had happened historically, which we can go into a bit later when we've got more time, where we look like a homophobic organisation. And in reality, we probably were, just like all big organisations in that time, the world was very different. And so there was a lot more prejudice involved. And so policing, like any other kind of job, there are a lot of people within the organisation who were homophobic and transphobic. Now that's very, very different. Times are very different. But back then it was like that. And so basically they said, if we're in trouble, if we've been hurt, if we've been assaulted, if we're a victim of a crime, we will not come to you and we don't come to you because we don't trust you. And so that's obviously a big problem, given that there's a particular percentage of the population that belongs to the LGBTI community. If we're not providing a service to that part of the community, then what are we really doing? Why are we only policing and providing a service for particular people and not others? And so we had to have a big think about it and say, well, we need to provide a service for everybody. We're not just a police force for a particular type of person. And so out of those discussions, we started the first GLOW. Came into Victoria Police. So it was a Victoria Police officer who took on that role. And the role was basically to provide a service to the community, to be a contact point for the LGBTI community so they feel safe. So in an organisation, I don't know how many police officers we had in 2000. Now we've got about 18,000, but back then it would have been quite a bit less. But out of all the people within Victoria Police, we had one GLOW. But
just
still,
one. Yeah.
I mean, it was one person that people felt safe coming to, and it was Melinda Edwards, and she was very well known, very popular. She did the job very well because she was the one person that was specifically had a role for this community.
That is brilliant. That is a beautiful story. Now, after the break that is coming up, we're going to have to introduce one of our favourite
guys. She's been sitting quietly, which is really surprising. I've never heard her this quiet, but we won't introduce her.
Just yet.
Yeah, we'll keep it as a surprise. It's the first show. We've got to have some surprises, some things up our sleeves.
Sneaking a little surprise somewhere. You're listening to the return of The GLOW Show on...
The GLOW Show on Joy 94.9.
This is The GLOW Show on Joy.
And I am joined by the lovely Gabrielle Tyack, who will be my partner in crime. Well, actually, that doesn't sound right, does it?
I'm a police officer. I'm not a criminal. But we will be out there to catch the criminals.
No, to us and all of us, you are, Gabby.
I'm a criminal?
And the much you are the much-loved Gabby.
Thank you.
But I have one of my other favourite GLOWs in the world.
License and registration, please.
Joining us in the studio, and she is a leading senior constable.
She is.
Beck Lawther. Beck, welcome back.
It's so hard to sit here with my mouth closed while you two chatted.
And people don't realise how hard that actually is.
For me it is. It's really, really hard.
How have you been?
I've been swell. I'm so excited about this whole drive time thing. I think it's fantastic.
And you've been a regular contributor, I would say. Not so much a guest, but a contributor to the podcast series.
Because I like talking about stuff.
And she does love talking about stuff.
Oh, I do.
The much-loved Highway Patrol.
Much-loved. Well, that's probably debatable. I don't ever pull people over with good news, apparently. But we should talk about the merit point rather than the demerit point.
Oh, the merit point.
But anyway.
Are we going to invent something new?
No. Let's go back to GLOWs. Gabs, I've got a question. Do you think we'll always need GLOWs?
Unfortunately, yes. Because as every time we think that as a community we've made all these wonderful steps forward, and we have with marriage equality and so many other things, changes in law, changes in rights, we still have the people that don't like us and are very vocal about it. And so while there's hatred in the world, and there always will be people who just don't like things that are different to them, there will be need for GLOWs. I mean, the dream is that we won't need GLOWs.
Yeah.
But
I'd love to know from people in the in our community whether they feel like they need GLOWs. I understand that we should always have GLOWs, but I'd be interested to know, because it's too hard for me to really give an opinion on it, because obviously I'm in the police force, so I'm, you know, my opinion is a little bit skewed. But I'd love to know if young people in the community, you know 18, 19, 20, feel like they need GLOWs.
Well, you can email us in, can't you?
You can email us in.
So onair@joy.org.au. And if you want to make a comment, we may be able to respond. We would like to hear what you say. But, I mean, responding to your comment about that, I think over the years we always talk about you don't need to talk to a GLOW. Go into any police station, talk to any police officer, you'll get a good response. And if you don't, tell us, because we want to know. But in general, any police officer will deal with any situation. So you can just go into to talk to anyone. But at the same time, I get so many phone calls where people say, I didn't want to talk to anyone but a GLOW.
Yeah, okay.
And so you look at both sides. People do, when they do go into a police station or they just ring up and talk to anybody and it doesn't end up being a GLOW, most of the time they have a really good experience and they tell me that.
Yeah, because I think like the Victoria Police employees, that there's been a big generational shift there as well. I think that those members that are coming through now, and you and I have been in for over 15 years now, so I think that generation of perhaps homophobic police officers or ignorant police officers is starting to retire.
Absolutely.
And so when we have that shift of generation, and I think, and a shift of generation in our community as well, I think that relationship between police and the community is not quite as segregated. So it would be, personally, I would love there to be no GLOWs, we don't need GLOWs.
I totally agree.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
That we're all just, it's just us and we represent all communities and not just, you know, our LGBTI community, but all different multicultural communities and all that sort of stuff. And then it's just, we are all there to represent everybody. I think the fact that we had to have a sort of segregation within our own police department is a bit disappointing.
Well,
but
it was,
I also understand that
it was
necessary.
Needed, for sure.
Yeah, completely necessary.
It's not needed as much now, but there are so many people who look at our history, know our history, see things that are happening all around the world and seem to think that what's happening in America or other countries is what's happening here, and so they still think that they can only talk to a GLOW. And we're happy to be here for them.
I think that the LGBTI community, like any other minority community, suffer as far as feeling like they are too segregated. And personally, I feel like perhaps the Islamic community is in that situation
for
at the moment.
Yeah.
Suffering from, you know, perhaps ignorance from our general community. So I think the multicultural liaison sort of area is really, really important. But of course,
which is what I really want to highlight is that whilst Joy is a LGBTI community radio station and we are promoting or highlighting the GLOWs within the Victorian Police. The Victorian Police still also has initiatives of multiculturalist officers. And what are some of the other initiatives they have that you can quote off the top of your head?
The other types of police officers, the other proactive police officers. So GLOWs, MLOs, the Multicultural Liaison Office. We've got Youth Resource Officers. Mm-hmm. We've got NECLOs, which are New and Emerging Community Officers. We've got we've got plenty of crime prevention officers.
That's it, yep.
So we've got a whole bunch of Aboriginal liaison officers too. So we've got a whole bunch of officers that are dedicated to our priority communities.
And specifically trained and well-versed in what each of those minorities need.
And the barriers.
Culturally, the barriers.
And they intersect. So we've got Dinesh Netta, he's a regular on here. He's a multicultural liaison officer. He's also a GLOW. So all these things intersect. So you're not going to just be a gay person. You can be a gay person who has a disability, who is Aboriginal. who also is a young person. So, and so we've also got senior portfolio holders. So there's a whole bunch of different areas that we focus on.
I always pose the question that you asked, you know, do we ever have a time where we won't have GLOs and MLOs. MLOs and...
No.
We all hope that we could have a nice society where we don't need that. But reality is that we always will. And as far as I can see, one of the major functions that the GLOs certainly do and the other people within the Victorian Police do is that they raise awareness of those minorities within the Victorian Police Force. And without that, so let's say tomorrow if the GLOs or the MLOs were to go, the human race might be in a situation where it may start slipping backwards again due to other pressures and other minorities pushing them back. So that's probably a reason I see you will always be there, certainly for a long time.
As a presence more than anything, just to say.
An awareness presence.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
It's just that we've got a more understanding because of our training and because that we do focus on these particular communities. We understand that unlike what we were taught when we started back, when we were told we had to treat everybody equally, you know, now we can't treat everybody equally because people need different things. Some people need more than others. Some people have more barriers and history that are preventing them from feeling comfortable with the police. So equitably is now how we meant to treat people. We have to give them what they need from us.
Mm. Now, that is beautiful and fantastic information. And yes, we will be back with some more of the history of the GLOs and what GLOs do within the Victorian Police, and you are listening to the GLO Show on Joy 949.
Missed an episode or want to hear this one again? Our GLO Show podcast is published immediately after the program goes to air. Nice, huh? Head to joy.org.au/theGLO Show or subscribe to the program on iTunes so you never miss an episode.
Hello and welcome back to the GLO Show. This is our very first drive time episode where we're back during a 6:30 slot. We're not just a podcast anymore.
No, we're not. We will become a podcast.
Yeah, this episode will
become a podcast.
It's fine, but we've done it so we actually, people can listen to us on the radio.
Correct. But if you do miss your show, if you're at your mother-in-law's having dinner and you happen to miss us, you can podcast us. And how do we download the podcasts again, which is the same as always?
Well, you just go to whatever type of app, depending on what type of phone you've got, go to the app or go to the Joy website and look up The GLO Show, and all the episodes will be there, including the podcasts that we've done in the past year.
Yes. So, yeah, please download us and also
especially the Highway Patrol.
Oh, yeah, especially those ones.
Scared me there.
Yes. Oh, I just thought
jumping
just
in like that. Jump. So, we've got Beck Lawther, our Highway Patrol officer/GLO. I didn't leave well.
We didn't get right at the door. No. Now,
ticket in the mail.
Gabby, I think one of the things that we need to really talk about is obviously we started talking about where the GLOs came from and how they came about. But the reality is there was a history behind it, and the history was a little dark.
Yeah.
And the police, I believe, have acknowledged it very well. So would you like to explain some of this history and some of the acknowledgement and the process that has happened to bring us to where we are today?
Well, Will, I know that one of your passions is doing in the future an episode or two on the history of the LGBTI community in this country and police. So we'll be doing that in a lot more detail coming up sometime soon.
Oh, that'll be so interesting.
I know.
I think history is important that it's recorded and it's there for everybody.
Mm. Yeah, so whenever I go out and do training with police or go out to a community organisation or group and give a presentation about GLOs, I always talk a little bit about the history because it's really important. And so I always start with the fact that homosexuality was a criminal offence in Victoria until 1980. So prior to that, Victoria police officers were out arresting men for being gay. Basically, just, you look gay, I'm going to arrest you for being gay. And of course, in the 80s and prior, a lot different than now, being gay was a terrible thing. People really hid it. They still do now, of course, but back then, people, it was a real stigma kind of thing. People didn't want to be known as gay. And so being basically outed by being arrested and having to front court and being in a country town and having that in the newspaper, and it was a really terrible...
Devastating.
Yeah, absolutely devastating. And it would change their life.
Fear was reality. It was 46 when I came out.
And people were getting bashed.
Mm.
They still are now, but back then a lot more violently, I think. It was a normal occurrence. It was something that just happened if you were gay.
Well, it was classified as a sex offence.
Exactly.
Wasn't it? So it carries the same stigma as any other sexual offence under the Crimes Act, which is crazy. And one of those historical moments that, and there's plenty of them, that, you know, throughout our Australian history where we look back and are ashamed and embarrassed about
mortified,
our own behaviour.
Sometimes
mortified
words.
Of yeah. our own behaviour to do with any minority community. But a lot of those things were... And I, you know, the marriage equality thing is one of those historical moments. I remember on the day thinking, oh, I'm going to be so embarrassed about this in 30 years that this even had to happen. But sorry to interrupt.
No, but I mean, Victoria changed that law, got rid of that law in 1980. And different states, it happened at different times. And I mean, my God, Tasmania did it in 1996. It was an offence to be gay
crazy.
Until 1996. That wasn't that long ago.
It's still hard
with
to fathom,
isn't
mind,
it? With that in mind, it was not necessarily enforced.
That's true.
The law existed.
Yes.
But it wasn't necessarily
good
enforced.
Good point, but I'm sure it would have been still.
Nevertheless, it's still embarrassing that
of
the
course.
Law is sitting there.
Of course.
And it can just take a nutcase to activate it. And
but it's nice to know that the Victorian government acknowledged that was a law that they're not proud of. And they gave an apology, and anyone that was convicted of that offence, they had their offence and criminal history expunged. It was only a few years ago that happened. So we're learning and we're acknowledging the mistakes that we've made. But leading on from that, so that was a terrible part of our history, and we were going out and arresting gay men. And then...
Now, was there a turning point? We talk about the Tasty Nightclub incident, and that was genesis.
That was a huge turning point, 1994. So a little gay nightclub within the city of Melbourne, in the city, I think it was Flinders Lane, where Victoria Police had a drug warrant for that establishment. And, of course, I mean, it's a nightclub. There will be drugs in every nightclub.
Yep.
But we went in there and we acted very inappropriately. We went in there and we used offensive language. We behaved very poorly. And the people that were in that nightclub, over 400 people, were devastated by the actions of Victoria Police. And a number of them took Victoria Police to court in a civil action, and they won. And we had to pay out, I think, $4.5 million. So we acted inappropriately. We acted poorly. And it took 20 years on the 20-year anniversary of Tasty that Victoria Police, the acting chief commissioner, Lucinda Nolan, gave an apology in relation to that event. So 20 years later, took a long time, but we acknowledged our mistakes. So many things have happened. And, of course, every police force in those times had a huge homophobic, transphobic element, because that's what the times were like.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've done a lot since then, and really since 2000, since GLOWS have come in, and much more recently in the past probably 10 years, we've done so much work internally, working with our external partners to make sure that all Victoria Police officers are trained appropriately, that we know what the barriers are, what the history is, and make sure that we give this community, the LGBTI community, our assistance and appropriate responses.
Now, you're the leading LGBTI liaison officer, so you...
I wouldn't say leading. I'm just the only full-time one.
Okay. So, GLOWS representative, you would class him like a union representative in that same sort of structure fashion, or is it a more formal role? And then how many are in the Victorian Police Force at the moment, and where do I find them?
Very good question. I'm just luckily the only gazetted full-time. Gazetted means that this is my position permanently.
Yes.
And so I'm lucky to have that role. And very quickly I got that role in 2008. I applied for it when the position came up. Someone else had left it. And I was the only one who applied for this position. So that shows you in 2008 how homophobic the organisation still was.
Wow.
People thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was, but people had that feeling. People didn't want to be
known. I'd love to do that job, but oh God, I don't want that.
People might think I'm gay.
Yeah.
They didn't want to do it. So luckily...
Well, I think that was the case with people that aren't full-time, like that were going for or becoming glows, yeah. wouldn't necessarily absolutely. Wear their little badge.
No.
Didn't want us to make themselves look any different than any other exactly. police officer at the station. Got nothing to do with community, but everything to do with the policing community.
So that beckons the question, you have glow representatives or glows in the Victorian Police Force who are... straight.
Yeah, so we've got probably 40 to 45% last count don't identify as LGBTI. Wow. So it shows you how things have changed in those 10 years that
so
we've got.
They're the A's, the
we probably only had about 20 around the country who were portfolio. So they did their policing role, whatever that would be, and then they'd have that little addition of being a GLOW. So 20 in 2008, and we've now got, I think, around 280.
Wow.
I've got a question. When you go and speak to the police recruits at the academy, what is the difference in attitude when you talk about the history and what Victoria Police did back in 2008 compared to now? Has there been a shift in attitude or a shift in response? Are recruits more disgusted now when you tell the history? Are they shocked?
I don't do that training anymore and haven't for many years, but I know from speaking to other people that the recruits are so different now that meeting a transgender person or meeting someone with HIV who come in and talk to the recruits, no one blinks an eye. Mm. No one really, it's not a shock anymore to meet people that they might not normally meet out on the street. And we have an LGBTI student network now at the police academy, where a lot of people join that. So it's not, you don't have to hide being part of this community anymore. It's certainly not at the academy.
Well, I mean, we've definitely got our own big community within Victoria
For
Police
sure,
anyway.
And always
I
have.
Mean, when we talk about Pride March in 2004 and having 17 members marching to 150 members now, like that's indicative of the cultural change within our organisation, I think.
It is.
It is fantastic. And certainly over the next few months or 4 months, we will be talking more about this and introducing various other GLOWs and other departments within the police force. We will get to know everybody and we'll find out their duties and some of the interesting aspects of their work. We're really, really looking forward to it. We might have to get back in and talk about Highway Patrol
of
soon.
Course.
What do you reckon?
I just want to listen to that music again, seriously.
Next week. Isn't it the best?
So good. I'm going to wear a rah-rah skirt.
I'll take photos.
Gabby and Beck.
Don't do that.
Thank you for the love and support you give our community. We love and support you back for it. And can we talk you into coming in back in next week?
Well, we'll be in every week, Will.
We will be back in every
Drive
week.
Time.
Thank you. You've been listening to the inaugural return of the GLOW Show on Joy 949. You have a great week. See you again.
That's it from us today. Thanks for listening to another GLOW Show on Joy. Tonight's episode has just been loaded to the Joy website and our podcast feed on iTunes. So if you missed anything important, you can hear it again now. Please support the volunteers who make the GLOW Show happen by subscribing to our podcast and sharing them with your friends on social media. The GLOW Show is produced by Will Lansing and Gabrielle Tyack and edited weekly by me, Jason Gibbs. See you next time on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.